理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today as we begin this month's What Would You Do article, Annoying Annette.
Hi, friends. My name is Steve. Uh-oh. There's someone in someone's life who's a little annoying. I think this is a practical article because sometimes in our lives, someone comes along who's kind of irritating and we don't quite know what to do.
Right, but maybe it's good for all of us to be faced with something like this, to face people who are a little bit annoying in our lives. It challenges us, doesn't it?
It does. I think it makes us a better person when we can see people who don't have maybe the same social skills or the social level that we do. We can reach out and try to help them.
Well, today we're going to be taking a look at Annoying Annette, and we're going to think about what we would do if we were faced with a person like this. Join us now in the right-hand column on page 10.
Annoying Annette. Annette just started attending Lawrence High School. Eager to make new friends, she tries hard to get to know people. But many students think she tries a little too hard. She joins conversations and groups without being invited. Ellie finds Annette annoying too, but she feels sorry for her, especially when Ellie's friends make snide comments about Annette. Ellie wants to give Annette a chance, so she eats lunch with her one day. She realizes that Annette is friendly and sweet. But the poor girl really needs to work on her social skills.
Well, students, I think most of you know this word annoying. It simply means someone who or does something that's very bothering to us or irritating to us.
Okay, it's not a verb here, it's an adjective. Meaning someone who's irritating or troublesome. Well, everyone thinks the new girl at school is annoying, and her name is Annette. And I think the author is having some fun here. You see these two words, annoying, Annette, they begin with the same letters, and it kind of makes it easy to remember.
That's right. So a lot of people, well, it does say everyone thinks she's annoying, which is pretty amazing. Sometimes there might be a few people that think that a person is annoying, but in this case, Annette annoys a lot of people. And it says Ellie wants to help her, but should she get involved?
Well, sometimes that's hard. A new friend comes in, and you already have your own group of friends, and it's a little difficult sometimes to take that new person into your group because maybe they don't fit for some reason. They're different than you.
Okay, well, let's get started and take a look at our situation. It says Annette just started attending Lawrence High School. So she's just been there a short time. And it says here that she's eager to make new friends, and she tries hard to get to know people. Now, I think this is an awkward time when you're new in a place and you're trying to make friends. It's not always easy.
Oh, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. She's very enthusiastic about making new friends. But that enthusiasm sometimes backfires, we say. It causes just the opposite thing to happen, and it makes some people really repelled by your actions.
Okay, so this word eager does mean that she's anxious or she's enthusiastic. She wants very much to make new friends. And so she's been trying to talk to people and trying to join other people's conversations. And it says here, many students think that she tries a little too hard. Now, when a person tries too hard, You get the feeling that it's not comfortable. It's an awkward situation.
I get the feeling that it's not natural. Mm-hmm. You know, friendships should be natural. Annette may be trying to force something upon the other students, and that's very uncomfortable for the other people.
Well, it does say she joins these conversations and groups without being invited. And we know that most of us like to be invited, but maybe she's almost desperate. She feels like she needs to join these conversations if she's ever going to make a new friend.
Well, she's so eager and so enthusiastic. She doesn't care if people are talking over here. She'll just go over to the group and include herself in the conversation. Now, if you're talking about something private, something that you and your friends want to talk about, just you two, and a stranger or a new person comes over, that would be a little irritating.
That's right. Most people wouldn't enter into another person's conversation with someone, especially if they thought it was a private conversation. Now, sometimes, though, Steve, we might just come up before it's a bunch of friends talking about something. We might just join them. But if we sense that there's something private there, we wouldn't do that, would we?
We wouldn't. I think Annette just doesn't know enough yet about these kinds of things to not do that. Well, there's a girl there named Ellie, and she finds Annette annoying too. But she feels sorry for her, especially when Ellie's friends make snide comments about her. So Ellie sees this new girl. She wants to try to help her, but her friends aren't really sure that that's a good idea.
You know, when you see someone like this, a lot of times your heart goes out to them. You want to help them. They're new. They need a friend. It's obvious. I think Ellie feels that way. But her friends are making fun of this girl, and I think she's also a little bit upset about that. She doesn't like the fact that they are making these snide remarks. Now, a snide remark is kind of a put-down remark, isn't it?
It is. It's mean. It's malicious. It's saying that you're better than this person. And I think Ellie's friends are saying that about Annette. They're saying, Annette is below us. We're above. We're better than her.
Right. That's the idea with snide remarks, is it makes others feel unimportant and it makes you feel maybe a little better than they are. Well, Ellie wants to give Annette a chance, so she eats lunch with her one day. So she actually takes the initiative to have lunch with this new girl.
Going against probably the advice of her friends, she eats lunch with Annette. She realizes that Annette is friendly and sweet. Well, that's a surprise, mm-hmm. because based on what the other friends might say, they wouldn't have thought that. So Ellie learns something about Annette. She's kind of a nice person.
She's kind of a nice person, but notice it says, but the poor girl really needs to work on her social skills. Now, it takes special skills to get along with other people and to interact with people, and it looks like Annette is lacking those social skills.
That's right. That's what we call them, social skills. And when we say poor, we're not meaning she doesn't have any money. We mean that she's to be pitied. People mm-hmm. should pity her because she lacks these special social skills.
Okay, well, there you have the situation. We're going to take a look at some possible options of how to deal with annoying Annette right after this short break.
True or false, the ability to make small talk is an important social skill. True or false, the ability to make small talk is an important social skill. True! We often make small talk when meeting new people. Small talk helps us get to know them better, and small talk often leads to more important conversations.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. Well, it's time for us now to think about what we would do if we were Ellie in this situation.
We find that Ellie wants to make friends with Annette, even though she's annoying. What will her friends say? Join us now on line 13 as we continue with the reading.
Annoying Annette. If you were Ellie, what would you do? Decision 1. Ellie studies after school that day with her friends Tony and Michelle.
Hello, Ellie. How was your lunch with Annette?
Okay, she's sweet, but she's pushy. And she asks nosy questions.
Be careful. Don't spend too much time with her.
Why not?
People with poor social skills don't understand how friendship works. She'll start thinking you're her best friend and call you all the time.
But I don't want to be mean to her like everyone else is.
So be nice when you see her. But if she invites you to do something, just make a polite excuse.
I guess that's the best thing to do. Then I won't hurt her, but I won't have to put up with her either.
Exactly.
Well, as always in our lessons like this, we are asked what we would do if we were the person faced with this situation. If you were Ellie, what would you do? In decision one, it says Ellie, of course, is with her friends studying after school. Her friends' names are Tony and Michelle.
Now, we just learned that Ellie decided to have lunch with Annette, and now they're going to talk about that experience. The friends, Ellie's friends, are a little curious about how it went.
So Michelle asks, she says, "So Ellie, how was your lunch with Annette?" Now she's not asking, "How was your lunch? Was it good?" But how was your lunch with Annette? In other words, how did the time go?
Right. How was your relationship? How was the conversation? How did that go? Ellie said, "Okay, she's sweet, but she's pushy. And she asks nosy questions." So she has some good qualities. She's sweet. We know that she's kind. But she also has some maybe qualities she needs to work on as well.
Okay. When someone is pushy, it's kind of an informal word to describe someone that's very aggressive. They push themselves forward in places where they shouldn't be. And sometimes you tell them no, but they keep insisting. That's a pushy person.
And they're not easy to be around, those kinds of people. Honestly, they can be a little rude. Well, she's pushy and she asks nosy questions. This goes along with being pushy. This goes along with being aggressive. When someone is nosy, they're putting their nose in places that it doesn't belong.
Right, and we have that expression, to put one's nose in someone else's business. It's the idea that you shouldn't be involved or you shouldn't be asking about things that you are asking about. Sometimes it's out of curiosity. People are curious. They want to know something. But there are certain things we shouldn't know about or we shouldn't ask about.
Sometimes we call these people snoopy. They're snoopy people if they're nosy. Let's take a look at this word now in today's word skit.
Hi, Judy. I tried to call you last night, but you weren't home.
Well, I was out.
So where were you? Why didn't you answer your cell phone?
Stop asking questions. Don't be so nosy.
But I'm curious. So where were you? What did you do?
You are nosy. It's not your business.
So, hey, were you out with somebody? What time did you get home?
I'd rather not say. Don't be so nosy.
Were you out with a boyfriend?
Well,
So you were out with a boyfriend.
Well, yes. I mean, no. I mean, don't be so nosy.
Was it John? Oh, was it Jeff? Was it Jim?
Yes, yes, it was Jim, all right? I went out with Jim. Now stop being so nosy. It's not your business.
But it is my business. Jim is my boyfriend.
Okay, well, a nosy person can be very annoying sometimes, and I think that actually we find that Ellie is being quite patient with Annette.
I agree. I think Ellie is taking the initiative. She's trying to be friends with Annette. She knows that Annette has these tough qualities to deal with, but she's still sticking with it.
But Michelle says, be careful. Don't spend too much time with her. So she doesn't want her to spend too much time with Annette because she's afraid that, well, this could be very complicated for her.
Maybe Ellie's life will get complicated. Well, Ellie asks, why not? Michelle gives a reason. People with poor social skills don't understand friendship and how it works.
That's right. They don't understand how friendship works. I think maybe Michelle's a little worried that Annette's going to want something all the time from Ellie, and this will be very demanding on Ellie.
Okay, when we say he doesn't or she doesn't know how friendship works, again, we're saying they have poor social skills. They really don't know how to deal or communicate with people properly.
Okay, so maybe she'll be asking too much of Ellie. We don't know. Well, it says here, she'll start thinking you're her best friend and call you all the time. This is what Michelle is afraid of, that Ellie is going to receive phone calls from Annette. Annette's going to be asking her to spend more and more time with her. And after all, Ellie's also Michelle's friend, and she doesn't want Annette, I think, to get involved.
Well, maybe Michelle has had this experience in the past, and she knows what it's like, and so she sees the warning signs and she wants to warn Ellie, it's not fun to have someone cling to you and demand your time.
That's true. Well, Ellie says, but I don't want to be mean to her like everyone else is. So I think Ellie is sensing that everyone is being rude to Annette. They're not being nice to her, and she needs a friend. She's new in school, and even though she lacks good social skills, she still needs someone to care for her. Well, notice what Tony says.
Tony says, so be nice when you see her, but if she invites you to do something, just make a polite excuse. So be nice to her when you see her in school, when you see her in class, but just keep her at arm's length, we would say. Keep her at a distance. Don't let her get too close.
Okay, so she doesn't have to be mean to Annette. Tony is suggesting that she be nice to her at school, but don't get too involved. And Ellie says, I guess that's the best thing to do. Then I won't hurt her. So she doesn't want to hurt her. But at the same time, I think she's struggling inside.
I think you're right, Vicki. Ellie obviously has a very tender heart. She wants to be friends with Annette, but she's also listening seriously to Michelle's advice.
Okay, and Tony's advice as well. Well, Ellie says, I guess that's the best thing to do. Then I won't hurt her, but I won't have to put up with her either. So she doesn't want to be rude to her and hurt her, but she doesn't want to put up with her always being around, always annoying her.
Okay, when you put up with something, you endure it. You have to keep going. Even though it's unpleasant, you stick with it. That's what putting up with something means.
And when we use that expression, we know that it does mean that it's something kind of difficult to have to deal with. Well, Michelle says, exactly. You got the point, Ellie. I'm glad that you understood what we were trying to say. Well, we've asked some of our friends to tell us what they would do or how they felt about decision one. These are actually students, Steve, from our Bible study on Friday night. So let's listen to what they have to say, and then we'll visit the chat room.
I think decision one is not good. If you do that, you cannot really help her. She will only be friendly to you, but she will keep being annoying to others.
I don't really like decision one because it sounds like Ellie is not sincere. Annette may be hurt by the way that Ellie treats her. Even though you don't really want to get along with somebody, you don't have to do that. You can just be her classmate.
In my opinion, I think decision one is not a good way to help Annette because I think Ellie is not genuine about being friends with Annette.
Hi students, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. In today's lesson, we learn about poor Annette, a girl who is lacking in social skills.
Wait a second, Rachel. You just said poor Annette, so she doesn't have any money?
No, Ken, that's not what it means. When we use poor in front of a person's name, we usually mean that the person is pitiable or unfortunate. We often use this word when we feel sorry for someone.
Can you give another example?
Sure. If a child hurts himself, we may say, "Oh, you poor thing. Here, let me help you."
我们知道 poor 是贫穷的，但是不要忘了 poor 也可以表示可怜的，就等于 pitiable。 pitiable 是来自于名词 pity， 同情，但是要注意有另外一个形容词pitiful， pitiful 常常是在怜悯之中带有一点轻蔑鄙视的态度。 You are pitiful, look at yourself， 你真是可悲啊，这种口气哦。Now later on in the lesson, Michelle talks about people with poor social skills. Is this a different meaning of poor?
Yes, it is. In this example, poor means inadequate or unsatisfactory. So I could say, her cooking skills are quite poor.She can't cook a thing.
You know, Rachel, I often hear students say that their English is poor, even when they have good English.
Me too. Some of them are just too nervous to speak up because they think their English is poor. But students, you'll never improve your English if you don't practice.
That's right. So don't be afraid to speak up, students.Poor 当然还有另外一个意思，就是差劲拙劣的，但是不要一天到晚说自己的英文有多么的 poor， 还是要有一点自信心。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章我们首先来看 snide 这个形容词，注意这里的 I 是发 I 的音，所以是念成 snide。 Snide 是指挖苦的、讥讽的或者是嘲笑人的，例如 Eric made all kinds of snide remarks about his boss in the lunchroom. Eric 在餐厅里对老板发表许多讥讽的评语，或者是 Nobody can stand his snide look. 没有人受得了他那种挖苦人的表情。接下来我们看 pushy 这个形容词，它是从 push 推这个动词衍生出来的。 pushy 是指很强势的或坚持己见的，注意它的比较级是字尾去掉 y 加上 ier， 最高级也是去掉 y 加上 iest。 例如 a pushy salesman 是指一个勉强别人买东西的推销员，或者是 Vivian's parents are very pushy, they make all the decisions for her. Vivian 的父母很强势，他们替她做所有的决定。最后我们看 nosy 这个形容词，注意这里的 S 是发 Z 的音，念成 nosy。 nosy 是从鼻子 nose 这个名词衍生出来的，所以 nosy 把鼻子伸到不该伸的地方，也就是很多管闲事的意思，也可以拼成 nosey。 例如 That nosy neighbor loves to talk about other people's business， 那个爱管闲事的邻居喜欢谈论别人的私事。或者是 Don't be nosy, mind your own business，不要多管闲事，管好你自己就行了。And you know what? It's time for the word bank.
Snide. After Kelly tripped, Jean made a snide remark about how clumsy she was. Social skill. Frank needs to develop his social skills. He is very shy and uncomfortable around people. Pushy. The pushy sales assistant tried hard to sell me the dress even though I didn't like it. Nosy. My nosy sister likes listening to my phone conversations.
Annoying Annette. Annette just started attending Lawrence High School. Eager to make new friends, she tries hard to get to know people. But many students think she tries a little too hard. She joins conversations and groups without being invited. Ellie finds Annette annoying too, but she feels sorry for her.Especially when Ellie's friends make snide comments about Annette. Ellie wants to give Annette a chance, so she eats lunch with her one day. She realizes that Annette is friendly and sweet, but the poor girl really needs to work on her social skills. If you were Ellie, what would you do? Decision 1.Ellie studies after school that day with her friends Tony and Michelle.
So, Ellie, how was your lunch with Annette?
Okay, she's sweet, but she's pushy. And she asks nosy questions.
Be careful. Don't spend too much time with her.
Why not?
People with poor social skills don't understand how friendship works. She'll start thinking you're her best friend and call you all the time.
But I don't want to be mean to her like everyone else is.
So be nice when you see her. But if she invites you to do something, just make a polite excuse.
I guess that's the best thing to do. Then I won't hurt her, but I won't have to put up with her either.
Exactly.
Well, Vicki, decision one is kind of a neutral decision, right?
It is kind of a neutral decision. She's not really making a full commitment to become Annette's friend. On the other hand, I'm not sure this is going to help Annette a lot. She does need someone who's going to help her to learn those social skills that she needs so desperately.
Okay, friends. Well, we're out of time, but we'll look at two more decisions next time. Please join us. Until then, thank you for joining us here at Studio Classroom Online. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.